الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في قرآن مجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام المهاجر من هاجر من خطايا وذنب أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله وصدق الرسول ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, my brothers and listeners in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an easy natural deen to follow, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Deen is easy and deen is perfect. But respected elders, the time is ripe. And the time has come, and it is now that we have to make hijrat. The time for making hijrat has come. The time is ripe to make hijrat. To make hijrat has become obligatory. To make hijrat has become farz for every Muslim at this stage. To make hijrat has become necessary for every Muslim, male or female, young and old. To make hijrat has become compulsory for every Muslim that is listening. To make hijrat has become essential. And if we do not make hijrat at this stage in our lives, then we are going to ruin our life in this world, in the Qabr and in the Akhirat. Every Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called for hijrat. Every Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called for hijrat. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam called for hijrat. Hazrat Idris alayhi salam called for hijrat. Hazrat Elias alayhi salam called for hijrat. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam called for hijrat. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam called for hijrat. Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam called for hijrat. Hazrat Lut alayhi salam called for hijrat. Hazrat Shuaib alayhi salam called for hijrat. Khatimun Nabiyin, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam called for hijrat. And it is necessary for us to make this hijrat. And this hijrat, respected elders, means one is the literal meaning of hijrat, moving from one place to another place. And one is the hijrat from sin. To make hijrat from sin is compulsory upon every Muslim. And this hijrat, the time is ripe for it. Every Muslim listening, respected elders, we have to make this hijrat for our salvation in this world, in the Qabr and in the Akhirat. Every Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he came to his nation and community, the first thing he told them, that leave the shirk, leave shirk, leave ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leave shirk and come towards Tawheed. Make hijrat from shirk and go towards Tawheed. Every Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told his community that, including Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our call and our message is same today, respected elders, that leave shirk, make hijrah from shirk towards tawheed. Make hijrah from every type of shirk and come towards tawheed. Know that Allah is the provider. Know that Allah alone is the provider. Know Allah is the one only to be worshipped. Only ibadat is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sijda is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ruku is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All forms of ibadat is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazir, nazir is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the only one who can see us all the time. Allamul Ghuyub, one who knows the knowledge of the unseen, is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no other person. Move away from shirk and go towards tawheed. Leave shirk, make hijrat from shirk and go towards tawheed. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, when he gave lessons to his children and he told them that leave jealousy, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that we should shun jealousy and avoid jealousy, because that ruins the actions of a person. We should make hijrah from jealousy towards brotherhood, towards akhuwat, towards friendship. Respected elders, Hazrat Idris alayhi salam, when he told his nation that worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not be immodest. So the hijrat is from immodesty towards modesty, towards haya, because al-haya means shobatul iman, that haya is part of iman, it is a branch of iman, and if a person does not have haya, then he does whatever he wants to. Iza fatul haya fafalu mashiyatun, that when haya, shyness is destroyed, when modesty is destroyed, then the individual, he does whatever he wants to. And we see, unfortunately, that we do whatever we want to, nakedly we walk around. Hazrat Ilyas alayhi salam told his community that worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make hijrat from shirk and become modest people. Leave the lowness, leave immodesty. Hazrat Lut alayhi salam, respected elders, he told the people that leave shirk, make hijrat from shirk, come towards Tawheed. And then he told them, because Hazrat Lut alayhi salam's community and nation, they were involved in sodomy and this heinous crime and this heinous sin of sodomy. Respected elders, he told them, make hijrah from sodomy and come towards marriage and chastity. Unfortunately, we have become apes of the Western world, and today, lately, in Germany, they have made a law that a man can marry a man. Islam is pure, Islam is clean, and Islam is neat, and Islam does not want any immodesty, immorality, or lewdness. And Islam wants us to come out from sodomy and go towards marriage. Come out from sodomy and go towards purity. Come out from this immodesty and go towards chastity. So the hijrat that we have to make, the hijrat that is farz upon us, the hijrat that is compulsory upon us, is going away from disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Going away from sin and coming to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Going away from transgression and coming to the adherence to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hijrat away from guna, away from sin, to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is compulsory upon everyone. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that al-muhajir, the one who migrates, the true muhajir, the one who makes hijrat truly, is the one who migrates, who makes hijrat from sin, from error and from sin, from transgression and from disobedience. So the hijrat that we are calling for, respected elders, which is compulsory upon every person, upon every Muslim, is that to leave the sin, to shun the sin and to avoid the sin and to remove the sin from the life of ours and to come towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to come towards the adherence to the Quran and Sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Qawm of Lut alayhi salam, respected elders, besides they were involved in sodomy, homosexuality, they also had a disease of the men folk should dress like the ladies. The men folk should dress like the ladies. That is why Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that cursed is the man who imitates the woman and cursed is the woman who imitates the man. And today, as far as we are concerned, that it is very important that the youth, they wear earrings and they were dressing like ladies and walking around like ladies and walking around like women. Respected elders, how can we survive as a nation when we find that the men are imitating the ladies and the ladies are imitating the men? And Allah's la'nat and Allah's curse is upon that, according to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that those men who imitate the ladies and the ladies who imitate the men. And another disease which this Qawm of Lut alayhi salam had, which is embarrassing and disgusting, that when they should gather and they should have public gatherings, then they should have a competition that who can discharge gas loudest. Who can discharge gas loudest, and they were awarded for this and they were lauded for this. Why? Because shyness had gone away from them. Humility had gone away from them. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us clearly that we should make hijrat from sin and transgression and disobedience. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made a physical hijrat also. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a hijrat from Makkatul Mukarrama to Madinatul Munawwara. It is reported that when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrat from Makkatul Mukarrama to Madinatul Munawwara, then Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who accompanied him. It is stated, and it comes in the books of hijrat, it comes in the books of history, that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu should carry Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now and then. And remember, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is the father-in-law of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he should carry Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because the journey was tedious and the journey was difficult and strenuous. In the conquest of Mecca, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went into the Kaaba, there Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was with him. And Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was given the instruction that, oh Bilal, climb on the Kaaba and call the Azan. Climb upon the Kaaba and call the Azan. And this act of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, respected elders, to up to today we use it as a proof that we Muslims face the Qibla and we face the Kaaba, we do not worship the Kaaba. We do not worship the Kaaba because Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that, oh Bilal, ascend, climb the Kaaba, go on top and stand on the Kaaba and call the Azan. That which you will worship, you don't stand upon it, and you do not stand upon that which you worship. And they say, unfortunately, some people are under the impression and try to say that the Muslims are idol worshippers or they worship the Kaaba. Supposingly, if there is no Kaaba, hypothetically speaking, if there is no Kaaba, then too still we Muslims will face in that direction. We will face in that direction. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went to it with Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they saw on the wall of the Kaaba and there were shelves there and there were idols kept and there were engravings, so Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu that, oh Ali, come upon my shoulders, and then you will be able to reach those idols and their engraving and scratch them out and drop those idols down. At first, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala who said that, oh Nabi of Allah, that why don't you come up to my shoulders and I carry you and let you break those idols. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, no, O Ali, you come on my shoulders. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu ascended the shoulders of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and dropped down those idols. And there in Hijrat, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was carrying Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now and then. So ulama make an interesting deduction here. They say that by this historical fact, we come to a conclusion that after the demise of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who can bear and the one who can shoulder the responsibilities of Nabuwat is Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because he was able to carry Nabuwat on his shoulders in his lifetime. So immediately when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passes away, so Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the one who will shoulder the responsibility of Nabuwat. Respected elders and listeners, so Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that the true muhajir and the true migrator is the one who leaves the sin and leaves the disobedience and leaves pride and comes towards humility, leaves the disobedience of Allah and comes towards the obedience of Allah, leaves transgression of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and comes towards the adherence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leaves stealing and cheating and comes towards honesty and fair play, and leaves lying because there is cursing lying, and Allah's angels run away from the liar, and one lie leads to another lie, and leaves lying and comes towards truthfulness. And a Muslim makes hijrat from gambling towards halal rosy. And respected elders, now we know the month of Ramadan is coming, and inshallah the Muslim will stop gambling, stop womanizing, stop drinking, stop cheating. We should start doing this far before Ramadan comes, so that we can reform and change and become better. Respected elders, we should remove disunity, make hijrat away from disunity and come towards unity. We should leave away the petty differences and come towards unity. Leave away immorality and come towards chastity. Make hijrat from immorality, come towards chastity. Leave womanizing and come towards marriage and a chaste life. All forms of sin, you know the sins, I know the sin, and a sin is, technically speaking, transgression of the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We get two types of sin, one is a major sin and one is a minor sin. And the sin basically is contravening the law of Allah, contravening the shariat of Allah, contravening the divine code of Allah, contravening the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when there is warning given in the Quran and the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of a sin being a sin, then that sin is classified as a major sin. And when there is no warning given from the Quran and sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that sin is classified as minor. But remember, constant regular commitment of a minor sin turns that minor sin into a major sin, respected elders. So any form of sin and all forms of sin, whether it is a political sin, whether it is a social sin, whether it is an economical sin, that we should leave and make hijrat away from it. We should make hijrat away from interest and OD and higher purchase and go towards buying what we can buy, and leave this interest system which is destroying the economical moral fiber of the Muslim society. And these kuffar are thriving on this interest system which is eating at the bellies and eating at the pockets of all the nations of the world. Countries are indebted towards the so-called superpowers because of this interest-based economy, and we should leave that and shun it on individual basis. We should come towards Salat. Those who are not making Salat should come towards Salat. Those who are not conforming to the Shariat should come towards the Shariat. Make hijrat towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make hijrat towards the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make hijrat towards those actions which will grant us Jannat and felicity and salvation in this world and in the Akhirat, respected elders. And you know the sins that we are steeped in and involved in. That is why the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not descend upon us so quickly. But on the other hand, those nations that are
adopting the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon them the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming. Respected elders, how we are going to get the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How we are going to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You and I know what is happening today throughout the world, throughout the Muslim world. You and I know that the Mujahideen are fighting in Afghanistan, in Chechnya, in Bosnia, in Albania, in Herzegovina, in Kashmir, in Palestine. Everywhere the Mujahideen are fighting. Fighting against what? Fighting for what? Respected elders, fighting so that Islam be defended, fighting so that the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is lifted. How can we help and how can we get the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Respected elders, Ramadan is coming. Before even Ramadan is coming, and before the advent of Ramadan, before the sighting of the new moon, you and I should firmly resolve that we are going to change. How are we going to change, respected elders? That person who is making no salah, you make up a resolution that from today I will start making at least one salah. And that person who is making one salah, you make a resolution, male or female, respected elders, that you make a resolution, I will make two salah now. And that one who is making two salah, you make a resolution that I will make three salah. And those who are making three salat, you make a resolution that I will make an effort, I will make a concerted effort that I will make four salat. And those of you who are making four salat, make one effort and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you start making five times daily salat. Because that will bring the mercy of Allah, that will bring the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And respected elders, those who have got no beards, it is wajib to keep a beard. It is the sunnah of the Anbiya alayhi salam. And what prevents you from keeping a beard, respected elders? Why are you shy? Why are you not keeping a beard? The Mujahideen who are getting success on the surface of the earth, they are all have got beards. All the Anbiya alayhi salam had beards. Sahaba ikram had beards, respected elders. And today we want to identify with Usama bin Laden and Mullah Umar, and we want to identify with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we do not want to keep on beard on the face. Then how the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to come? Why have we got this inferiority complex in us that we do not want to keep a beard? If you keep a beard, do you think they could fire you from your work? And if you, most of the people have got their own jobs. And to keep a beard, we're supposed to be in South Africa a free nation, a rainbow nation. So if you keep a beard and they fear you, you can take him to the Constitutional Court, respected elders. So you keep a beard and please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you should make a firm resolution that I will keep a beard. And those of you respected elders who have got this modern beard and this trim beard, remember a beard is classified a beard when it conforms to the Shariat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not this facial hair. This facial hair is facial hair, not beard, respected elders. So it should be one fist a length, respected elders. So leave the inferiority complex and leave looking like the Americans or the British. You and I in the heart, we are against those Americans who are attacking the innocent Afghanis. But we look like those people. We look like those Americans who are bombing there. So keep the beard, because the kuffar fears when you see someone in a beard. The kuffar shudders and shakes when they see someone in a beard. And the third thing, respected elders, that the closest dress towards the sunnah in our country is to wear a kurta. Because the pious wear the kurta, the ulama wear the kurta, the righteous wear the kurta. But what prevents you from wearing the kurta, respected elders? So you should make up a firm resolution that at least once a week, on a Friday, respected elders, put on the kurta and come for the Jummah Salat. How beautiful it will be that if all of us wear kurtas and come. Remember, the kufr shakes when they will see you in the beard and in the kurta. But when you are clean shaven and you are looking like the kafir, what the kafir is going to be afraid of you? The kafir is happy because you just look like them. Respected elders, Also the females and the women folk, those who have got no scarf on their head, put one scarf on their head. Those who have got scarves on their head, let them put the burqa on. And those who have got the burqa, let them adorn the cloak. And those who have got the cloak, let them put the hijab on, respected elders. And remember, hijab is proven, hijab is farz, just like suhur, salat is farz, just like Jummah is farz, that's how hijab is farz. Do not be misled by those people who say hijab is not for us in Islam. This is a new version of Islam they try to put on us. And this is a new interpretation of Islam. So the hijab must come. Salat, we request you, respected elders, become regular in making your salat. Adorn the clothing of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wear the beard and put the woman folk in hijab. You dress properly, let the woman dress properly. Move away, make hijrat, which is compulsory from every form and every level of sin, of disobedience. Leave every form of disobedience. Leave every form of transgression. Leave shirk. Go away from bidat and innovation. Go towards the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many action we do is got no substantiation in the deen of Allah, no substantiation in the shariat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We do a lot of innovations and rituals and customs, and when we are asked, why are you doing this? Oh, my forefathers did this. Oh, I saw my fathers do this, that is why I am doing this functions. So any function that you go to which is supposed to be Islamic, find out this function that I'm attending, is it Islamic? Is there any Sharif proof for this? Did Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do this? Did my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do this? We claim that we are lovers of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we haven't left the innovations. We haven't left the bidat. We did not make hijrah from the bidat. We did not make hijrah from the innovations. So make hijrat from shirk and go towards tawheed. Make hijrat from the bidat and go towards the sunnah. Make hijrat from disobedience and go towards obedience. Make hijrat from transgression and go towards obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make hijrat from vice and evil and go towards chastity. Make hijrat from immorality and go towards morality. Make hijrat from immodesty and go towards modesty. Make hijrat from stealing and go towards fair play and transaction which is halal. Make hijrat from haram, all that is haram, and go towards what is pure halal. Stop eating at these restaurants that are selling haram and are selling liquor and alcohol and saying, no, I'm only going there for the halal stuff. Respected elders, eat pure halal stuff so that the du'as can be accepted. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to practice upon deen and become good, pious, righteous Muslims. Remember, respected elders, it is an opportunity and it is a time to identify ourselves as Muslims and change. And the only way we can change is to make hijrah from evil towards good, from falsehood towards truth. From everything that is un-Islamic to everything that is Islamic. Wa akhir da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Alhamdulillahi alladhi ba'atha fina al-anbiya litashhih al-aqa'id wal-a'mal wa lilhidayati ila tariq al-wasl wal-i'tidal. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lah wa ashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana wa mawlana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man tabi'a. أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اعلموا أن أهم أمور الدين تصحيح الأقائد وتكميل اليقين فنقول منها الإيمان بالرسل خصوصا بخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين لا تفرطوا فيه فإنه عبده ورسوله الأمين ولا تنقصوا في شأنه فإنه مقدس معصوم عصمه رب العالمين ومنها الإيمان بيوم الدين والإيمان بالقدر والبعث بعد الموت والحشر إلى مالك يوم الدين وتصدقوا بأن المعراج حق وقرار